This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which, if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good, as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's?
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
Okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast. We listen to Angels by Amy Grant. Just the one song, and we're going to talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
I want to see cats!
I wanted to yuck everybody and I didn't.
Hey,
I'm just killing.
Disgusting.
Okay,
little
bitch, watch this.
I love the Zynga.
Jesus Christ.
Bazinga. Losers, in other words.
Whoa, why don't you want to get in the bathtub?
Yeah, it's Sicario.
You got me straight tripping,
bro. Very familiar with, like, Calvinism as a concept.
You're a clown if you say fuck.
What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
I don't like it.
You know,
Kevin, I know I'm not supposed to cast stones, but I think you need to refresh the song a little bit.
Wow.
There hasn't been a new clip in it in like a long time.
I thought we were at a critical mass. And anything.
Usually you like swap them out though.
Yeah.
I know I can't criticize the song.
No, I'm sorry.
I love it.
What would you do
it's
with
wonderful.
It? No, this is a great workshop.
I was trying to
for
avoid
us.
This.
Yeah, not like tell me how you would get in there in Pro Tools and where would you add reverb?
No,
where would
don't
you
guilt me.
Flatten or bring out the treble or the bass?
Are
the,
there like, you know, any new fresh audio clips out in the zeitgeist right now that you can use?
No, culture stopped 4 months ago.
We could even go back to Vanessa Hudgens if you want to, you know, something like that.
I don't know.
People are going to die?
By the way, Vanessa Hudgens, Calvinism, handshake emoji. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have good Christian fun. And like, people are going to die. It's inevitable.
And that's just like what's going to happen.
And that's a
that's how you know that the virus is also full of mercy.
Yes, that's right. The antibodies are the vessels of mercy.
It's actually the purest love to kill some people.
Oh my God. Good Christian Fun is a podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, like the movies, the music, and the entertainment made for and made by us, the model Christians in culture right now. Christians number 1, 2, and 3 on the podcast today.
Mm-hmm. Constantly deepening our practices.
Who do you think is the model Christian right now? Who's the one that like crosses all sacred and secular cultural divides and lines? And people are like, that's the one. That's the person we need to be like.
Yeah.
Is it Dolly Parton or Chris Pratt?
Is Dr. Fauci a Christian?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He's a full-blown Christian. He was
then the, I'd say right on the coattails of Mike Pence, then it's Fauci. Okay. The leaders.
It goes Fauci and Pence. Okay, I understand
maybe
that.
Maybe
like understand
Tom
that.
Hanks.
Yeah, we're not here to make fun of you, to make you go to church. We're just here to have fun. We're just here to have a little good Christian fun. Tom Hanks, Caroline, would you smash? Like peak Hanks, like 1989?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, not now.
Totally. With my, yeah, I was like, now, I mean, I would, but it wouldn't be easy, but I'd do it, you know?
It wouldn't be easy. It wouldn't be a job.
I need some training. Yeah, but I think I can do it. Yeah, no, of course. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't smash? Would you smash?
Hanks?
Yeah.
Well, I want to be Hanks in like 1989, you know? Like, so I guess it's that age-old question. Would you smash yourself?
Or be... smash or become. Kevin, who do you think of as like kind of your like icon of cool or the person that you are trying to become?
Paul Giamatti.
No.
No, it's
it can't
not.
Be Paul and it can't be a puppet. Like which
icon
would
of
you say
cool?
Tom Hanks? Yeah, like
I think
the kind of guy you're trying to emulate.
The widespread geniality of Tom Hanks is pretty admirable, but he is an actor, so he is also low key psycho as well, like, you know what I mean, like, yeah. As much as he's like it's America's dad, it's also like he's also out of his mind.
There's no way
cool. Like the he's nicest right. Actors in the world are also cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs bananas, the best of the actors. Like Meryl Streep is like I'm sure a basket case, even if she is the most wonderful person to be around, you know what I mean? So sure. As far as cool models, I can't use puppets is what you said.
No, I don't think so.
This,
I'm sorry.
This really narrows the field here.
I know. I'm really putting the pressure
damn.
On.
God, I truly don't know.
Like Bruce at all? Are you kind of like, I would like to have a little bit of that swagger. I'm not saying like you are these people, but like.
There's parts of everybody. There's parts of everyone's sort of life and persona. I wish. What? Caroline's rolling her eyes on the Zoom. What the hell? What's wrong?
Dodgy.
What? No, no, but there's not. No, because if I say, and I've had points in my life where it's like, I want to be this person.
Yeah.
But then who am I if I'm just doing a bad impression of someone else? So I'm really trying to aggregate a lot of different sort of things. So I want to have the social media presence of Lin-Manuel Miranda. I want to have
the personality of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And I want to have the fashion sense of like a young Lin-Manuel Miranda. I don't know.
And the entertainment value of Cat Dog.
That's right. No. Round for round, pound for pound, you put Hamilton up against Cat Dog, it's not even a match. That's
it's
like Tyson
fair.
And the frickin', what's the one where he went down with one? No, that was Ali, right?
No, I don't know boxing, but all right, that's fine. If you do come up with a more specific one, let me know, because I'm curious.
I could probably come up with an equation for you where it's like, I want this, I want this, I want this, I'm going for this.
Yeah.
I just don't have it on hand right now. Do you have one?
That's fine.
Do you want to be is it Zooey Deschanel?
That's fair.
Our guest looks horrified at the comp.
I am this close to cutting bangs at home. look how small my forehead is. Like, that's not going to look right.
Well, Caroline's recording from her bedroom, and I do see no less than 4 ukuleles hanging on the wall behind her.
And then like a couple pair of overalls and then like a lot of Peter Pan collar dresses.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I think it's time to introduce our guests.
Yes, please.
Friends and folks, after 5 long months, she's back and better than ever. You can catch her on her podcast, Alex on the Mic, a dear, close, personal friend. Give it the hell up for Alex
Gervasi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
You recognize this song?
I do. You know I love some Amy Grant. I do want to note one thing.
Yeah.
Both of you said my last name wrong you both said my last name different ways at the same time, and I loved it.
Wait. Oh, no.
I think
I'm
sorry.
No, Kevin.
Right?
Kevin. No, Kevin actually said it right. Gervasi. Caroline, I'm sorry.
I said
you
it
lost.
Wrong.
Oh, I did say it right.
I think it's because I have a friend whose last name is Gervasi, and I was like, this is how I'll remember it.
It's fine.
Wrong.
At least none of you, like, listen, everyone's always like, Gervasi, like Ricky, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No,
oh, I think I purposely was like, don't think Gervasi.
Don't think of Ricky Gervais. And
not
I
a good comparison
that.
Point. Oh, no.
She's the furthest from it.
We hate to see it.
Welcome back. I know not a lot has changed in 5 months.
Everything's changed in 5 months. Like, truly, what do you mean nothing's changed in 5 months?
I was being sarcastic. Oh, I see. It's a thing called sarcasm, Kevin. You're obviously not fluent in it.
Oh my god. Oh, I forgot that your bio on Instagram is fluent in sarcasm, loves adventure, kind of plane emoji. But the plane's on fire now because of our times.
It's my second major.
Guys, I just got back from COVID testing. I mean,
did you pass?
Yeah, so did you go to the Dodger Stadium?
I went to Dodger Stadium where a LA parking enforcer guy flipped out at me for no reason. What? And I was like, to live in this hellscape that is Los Angeles / the globe right now.
Why would they even be near to you? Like, there's no parking in that.
It was a whole thing. I got a little angry and debated going back and fighting with him, and then I was like, don't do that. We can't afford
that
stressed.
Right now.
We're all stressed.
Plus,
it wasn't
the parking
good.
Enforcement is like probably continually on a high pitch of stress all the time. Like, those people are not doing well. No. It's like chefs and dentists and parking enforcement.
Yeah, they're not doing well. So needless to say, I lit a candle. And I poured myself a glass of wine.
Now, was the test nosy or mouthy?
I did mouthy this time, but I did nosy last week. We're trying to stay on top of the testing.
I didn't know they still did the nose one.
Oh, let Caroline.
Considered inhumane.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you the horror I experienced when I rolled up to the CVS drive-thru and they gave me a swab and they said, now stick this up your nose until it can't go any further. And I said, I have
gracious.
To do this myself? And they said, yes. I hated it.
Well, they're just asking you to do it wrong in that case.
That's a bummer. I mean, there's only one person I can think of for whom that wouldn't be uncomfortable. Lady Gaga.
Oh, what? Wait.
Hey, because she likes getting attention to her nose. That's intense. I saw the video where they like, it looks like they're sticking it back into someone's skull.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But even just going up your own.
No, it's
tough.
Like, I gotta tell you, I did not realize something could go that far up your nose. And so it was alarming when I was sticking it up my nose and I was like, oh, we're still going as my eyes are tearing up.
Ouch.
And I'm in pain.
Oh my gosh. I did know about that because when I was 5, I stuck a bead up my nose so far that I never saw it come out.
Oh, you were one of those kids.
Yeah. And it impressed the Bible study class.
Did it come out? Did it come out or did you just not see it?
Not that I remember. I might have been too little, but like it, for all we know, it could still be in there. We're really not sure.
What if it comes out and you're like, my life is a lie. Nate, I want a divorce.
I'm like a different person.
You're not
my
funny anymore.
My passion is mathematics.
Yeah. I love math. Art sucks. What a waste of time.
Yeah.
Very sad. Well, Alex, it's so nice to have you back. Now, tell us how quarantine and lockdown has just like strengthened the bond you have with Jesus Christ.
Lit the fire
and just like brought us closer as we fled from our local churches, as we fled out of our sanctuaries and places of worship that were somehow even more bonded to the body of Christ in our local families.
Alex, I've seen that you're an attendee of Zoom church sometimes. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, so
what are the pros and cons?
I've fallen off for the past month. I was a real avid churchgoer again at the beginning of all this. And then I've missed a few church services over the last month. I will say, I guess in terms of strengthening my bond with the Lord, it was a joke amongst our pastors that this was the first time I was consistently going to church. And I do attribute that to the fact that I could lay in bed while going to church. So
yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Caroline prophesied this a long time ago. She said TV church would be the best way to go. And then God said, okay, monkey's paw curls.
I was like, not like this.
No.
Should have been more specific.
Like, it all. It is nice though. Yeah, once you take away a commute, I'll show up to probably a lot more things.
Yeah, it's so but then I got like here's the downside of this. Like I sit on Zoom meetings all day. And so the last thing I want to do now on a Sunday morning is sit on another Zoom meeting. So there are pros and cons here. So now I'm just like, ugh, Do I want to go to Zoom church or do I want to go to the beach and go for a run? I think I want to go for a run.
Yeah.
So, but Corey, if you're listening, I will be back. I promise. We love New Abbey.
Corey, don't take any of this seriously. But yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like too, on some days that actually might be the more like spiritually healthy choice is to not be on your computer for 2 hours, you know, and just go out and be in the sunshine.
Listen, my therapist keeps saying, she's like, I feel like the ocean is healing for you, so maybe spend more time there. So that's what I'm doing. So
that sounds like kind of also a cool prophecy.
Also, but your therapist is a mermaid, right?
Will
she? Yeah. Yes. Obviously.
So she's a little biased there, unfortunately. I remember specifically as well speaking to my therapist about this very issue a couple years ago and saying, I feel good amount of guilt and or shame about the fact that the endorphin rush that I get from exercise or running is what I think church should be like or worship stuff, and thinking, oh, I'm like bummed out that I cannot match other parts of my life that I think should be like this with the thing that is almost always like this. To which he said, and he was a Christian counselor, to which he said, oh, that's fine. Don't worry about that. He was very easy about it, thankfully. He wasn't like, that's you so nice. Should be He's worried. Like,
running might be your sin.
Ooh, running. I'm sorry. That's looking a little bit like an idol from where I'm sitting.
Oh, running, my God.
Running is not an idol.
Sorry, I gotta put some sunglasses from the golden calf that you have in front of you.
Sorry, son. You want to get off your knees bowing down to your cardio god? Want to get back up on the couch, you little bitch? Whoa, doctor.
Oh my God.
So I think that is shared. I think probably we've all gone through things where it's like, oh, the spiritual transcendence I'm for sure getting from this thing should be what I get from the other thing. And then having to grow up and be like, yep, that's what it is. Sorry, G-O-D.
Yeah. No. That's
me when church is more like Iron Man, you know, and Jesus is more like Iron Man.
Okay, well, let's keep going. Self-sacrifice, that's a big Iron Man theme.
Self-sacrifice, powered by an alternate source.
Tony Stark and Jesus start out as assholes in their stories.
It saved Jesus' career.
And both sacrifice themselves at mm-hmm. the end of the series.
They both
have a team
mm-hmm. yeah.
of people Spider, that they work with.
Spider-Man was Tony Stark's Peter. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Spider-Man is the rock of the church.
Oh my God. New drop.
And how else is Tony? I mean, God, Jesus, the greatest inventor.
Jarvis is the Holy Spirit. We could do this all day.
The vision is the Holy Spirit. Oh my God.
Wait, what did you get so nutted up about, Caroline? The fact that you and Nate are the same Enneagrams, the Scarlet Witch and what's his fuck?
That's it.
Wait, what's the name of the guy when he's like outside?
Vision.
Vision, excuse me.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Vision is a 9 and which is a 4.
Wait, Caroline, what are you?
I'm a 4.
Oh, I'm a 7.
Oh, I think you might be the first 7 I've known.
Really? The enthusiast. I'm a 7 with a 6 wing, which is the entertainer, which people aren't shocked by.
Oh, yeah.
Pleasure seekers and planners in search of distraction. Now, if that's not a dating app bio, I don't know what is, honey. Honey.
Oh, wait. Me, as I have a large bottle of wine next to me? What?
Truly, though, every time I do read a 7 description, I'm like, I would be great friends with this person. I think get along really well.
7s and 4s usually do get along really well. I love a 4. So,
fun. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what are you?
2. Peace, man.
Are you for sure a 2 now?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. According to me, yeah, I'm a 2. I used to be a 3 and I'm a 2 now. 2 is the helper. And I think I'm a wing 3, which is the freaking
achiever.
Achiever. Yes. Excuse me.
Love a 2.
That's not made its way to the dating profiles yet.
A 2 is a Captain America, right?
Is that true?
Or no, or is that a 1? What do you think, Alex?
A 1's a Captain America. I think Captain America is like a 1 with a 2 wing.
Yeah. Spider-Man be a 2, kind of?
I think Spider-Man's a 7.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he does.
He doesn't want to save the world. He just wants to go on a field trip and he wants to have fun.
That is so true. And like,
I think that's why I like
Zendaya.
Yeah, that's why I like Peter Parker, because I'm like,
Peter Parker is
cool. I get it.
Caroline, you remember 1 year ago this month when we went to see Spider-Man in our local Burbank theater, and there was
An earthquake.
There was an earthquake in the middle of it, and we had to evacuate. And
oh, I remember that.
You do remember this?
No, it was a really big one. Yeah,
I meant the big one because I was at the Shawn Mendes concert, and I was at LA Live at Katsuya across the street, and everything started violently shaking, and I was losing my mind.
LA Live would be a very scary place to be at because there's so much glass out there,
and like, it turned out 100% Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello were just having sex. That's what caused you.
I don't think they do.
I saw them backstage that night, and it was before the news broke, and I was like, they are definitely hooking up. There's something going on here.
But does it have the veneer of like a Tom and Penelope Cruz circa 2003 romance where it's like, this is a lot, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah. And I'm not saying anything else is similar about the situations. I'm just saying.
I think they kind of give everybody the creeps a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I'm loving, I love their daily paparazzi walks that they were doing, like at the, especially at the beginning of this. And
yes,
I mean, that's a rabbit hole I would love to go down with you guys one day. Oh,
well, compare that with the Anna de Armas, Ben Affleck. Same thing, but Anna and Ben at least were like, well, we're going to show up, you know, and like wear an outfit.
We're going to wear outfit. So they actually, you can tell, this is where I went down a deep dive, a rabbit hole, is you can see like with both of those paparazzi photos, they're the same company, like paparazzi company.
Shut
and
that's up.
You can see the copy, like the whatever, like the watermark or whatever. And so whenever you hire that particular company, which the Kardashians do all the time, it's you called them ahead of time for them to show up and take pictures of
and
you.
Let them know we're doing our
yes.
work today.
So someone did this. I forget who it was on Instagram.
That also take those great photos of Kylie Jenner that like she gets to edit before they put out and stuff.
No, I think that's like probably. Oh wait. Oh,
you
know probably. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Caroline. After this podcast, I am going to send you all the links.
I'm
so
excited.
Shall I
leave? Yeah. Kevin, can you actually be quieter?
I'm only up to speed with Anna and Ben, and I found out he was the funniest man alive, apparently. And he's been hiding this talent from us.
Whenever I see those pictures, all I can think about was this Jennifer Garner quote after their divorce. And it's like the only negative thing she's ever said about him. But she's like, the effect is like when he likes you, you feel like the sun is shining down on you, but when he doesn't, it's like so cold.
Yes, I saw that. It was a dark quote.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's like a really dark, I was like, ooh.
Real dark.
I stand with like, Jennifer and all of that. I still
oh yeah, we all yeah no always. I stand with Ben. Yeah, like no.
I don't know. Gone Girl was good. I don't know who you're into.
I like Boston a lot, I guess.
Yeah, the town. The town.
Yeah.
The
Jennifer
town.
Garner is just like so clearly a lovely person that I think that's an obvious one.
I would be devastated if I ever heard that she was. Speaking of, I love at the beginning of this, Kevin was just like Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, all these people got to be actual
psychotic
weirdos. Like, there's no way. Jennifer Garner, I guess she's getting added to that list.
Now, it's interesting you bring that up because she is actually, in my mind, the one exception to that rule. She is the one person
Alex,
think this one's different.
Jennifer is Kevin's hall pass. Elmo lets him.
For what? Hall pass for what? Discernment and good judgment?
For good taste.
Yeah, right. She's so terrific.
I hope you do too, Link Up. She does. She goes to church, so.
I don't think she does anymore. No, we talked about that. She did that movie Miracles from Heaven back in 2014 and part of the press as it is for all those movies. As she says like, oh yeah, I go to church. I'm at church with my kids all the time now. Ba 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 bee boo. And it's like, yeah, you say that for the, Dennis Quaid said that. And that guy is a disgusto.
I'm
nasty
seeing
man.
Jennifer Garner at church as recent as December of 2019.
That was
Wait,
8 months
ago.
Right?
But what church? And that is where
I can't figure it out.
You know who else goes to church? Christy Alley. You know what church? Scientology. So what are we talking about?
I'm gonna find out.
This is a good celebrity corner, though. You know.
Yeah, like, I know, Alex. I really enjoyed talking celebs with you.
Oh yeah. What if I can just be your like occasional celeb correspondent, and I'll just like hop on here and there.
Okay.
I think it's terrific. But don't you wish for all that we know and all the parasocial relationship that exists with people on social media and stuff right now, that we knew where people were celebrity wise in their walks, in their faith. You go back to that feeling that we all must have had as children, where it's like, I love this person. I hope they're a Christian so I can hang out with them in heaven forever.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard in the entertainment industry. Like, they're scared if they do come out. Like, they will be
They'll be persecuted. Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton, they've all been marginalized and persecuted by the system.
And it has nothing to do with their talent.
Absolutely not.
Chris Pratt, I feel like we can throw into that bucket now. I know he was mentioned earlier, but you know, like, he seems like a real Jesus freak.
Mm-hmm. Like, the emphasis on the freak. Yeah. Emphasis on that part as well.
I'm very uncomfortable about him and Catherine.
Who knew that the only good men from Parks and Rec would be like Adam Scott and Nick
Jerry?
And Jerry, yeah, maybe. Like, Adam Scott's just like,
just hope they don't start a podcast.
Just cruising on by.
Start spouting
off. By the way, shouts out to the new Jason Bateman podcast, Will Arnett podcast, Sean Hayes podcast, Smartless, that came out today.
Are they all in the same one?
Yeah. It's the three of them co-hosting and just kind of riffing.
Sean Hayes, too?
I know, right? Isn't that funny?
Are they friends?
So it's like Arnett, Bateman, you get, and then Sean. Yeah. Okay, Sean Hayes, sure.
Whatever. Interesting.
Wait, I did not know this was a thing. I actually, have you listened?
I've not listened yet, no.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I would check that out.
Each and every one just like, you know, strengthening our little GCF empire. no matter how much our enemy may try to get us down, they're never going to hide our light.
We're not scared
of celebrities that everyone already has a pre-existing relationship with for 3 or 4 decades beforehand, starting podcasts that then get 300 to 500K listeners per episode, and then advertisers way want to spend ad money on them rather than on podcasts that get between, like, you know, 10 to 50,000 per episode. It doesn't affect us at all monetarily. It doesn't affect us at all spiritually.
To GCF.
That's
they'll
right.
Spend their time there, and then they'll realize the quality is not there.
It's just
know?
A fact.
Come back for more hat talk with Caroline and Kevin and
hat talk.
Grant.
Shout out to Michelle Obama, who's just starting her Spotify podcast.
That's right. That's when I saw.
Shout out
I
to
was
the
like, oh, Kevin's gonna be mad.
The influencer Addison Rae and her mommy talking about, I don't know, something.
Oh, TikToker.
A new Spotify exclusive podcast.
I don't know anything about like TikToker celebs, but I do like I don't think I've seen an Addison Rae TikTok, but I did see an Instagram post about the fact that Kourtney Kardashian hangs out with her. And
yeah.
That's kind of fucking weird because isn't she like 19?
Yeah, she's little. It's really weird. I saw her too. I was like, Kourtney.
I hate it here.
What the hell? I think she brought her on for some poosh material, but I'm not really sure if that's like because they're best friends or not.
Guys, I can't talk about poosh or goop or any of these things.
Oh,
like, I can't do
Wait, can I push back on this?
I check in on poosh.
Can I push back on this?
Can
I poosh back on this? Normalize intergenerational friendships. Those can be so lovely sometimes.
I just feel like with Courtney's track record, it's not.
Kevin, do you want to be friends with a 16-year-old?
It depends on the context. Am I mentoring them? Am I like, you know, helping them grow in maturity?
Well, that's a mentorship. That's not an intergenerational friendship.
Yeah, but mentors can be friends as well, right?
No, it's a blurred line.
Ooh, like Robin Thicke.
Blurred lines.
That was my mentor a couple years ago. We still Zoom every Thursday night.
Alex, are you on TikTok? Do you spend time on there?
I spend way too much time on TikTok. It is now, like, if they take this from us, I'm going to be devastated because that is about 80%
of my day.
That'll be the last
straw for me, societally. That's going to be the one that breaks me.
That's it.
That's
like
when
everything
I'm going to be
else.
Fed up. I can let a lot slide. You take away my TikTok?
I can't do it.
I'm coming for you, Ms. Trump. I'm going to D.C. I'm fight.
I'm flying there. It's fine. And it's it. I'm storming the White House.
Is it worth it? No. Do you think it's worth your privacy at this point? Would you make the trade?
Oh, Oh, yeah.
See, I think our generation is like that. Like, I don't care about privacy.
Well, at this point, it's like, who doesn't have my information?
Yeah. Well, also, I learned off of TikTok that there are certain laws in place to actually, like, not that that means anything in modern day America, but apparently there is something in place to prevent what they're saying is happening. I don't
know. TikTok, from TikTok being able to take. I saw the same TikTok.
And
as well.
So I really, here's the thing. I really do think it just comes down to the fact that they, like, politicians can't monetize TikTok. And so there's no ads. Like, you can run on TikTok. And then, like, all the TikTokers have been, like, getting people to buy all those tickets for Trump campaign rallies. And so,
yeah, I think that embarrassed them.
I think it's coming down to more of that than anything.
Yeah, like, plus just like general fear of China, you know, or just like anxiety about China. It's a big part of it.
Which I get.
Wait, but that suggests there's a kind of blanket anti-Asian sentiment in all of our government's messaging.
Whoa, like, Kevin, I didn't say that.
It seemed like that there's like
put words in my mouth.
Threaded racism and intent of the language that
I don't
all of our
there's
government
really
officials
any racism,
use.
Let alone against Asians. So I know.
I'm going to get your number and I'll start sending you leftist TikToks. So we'll
great.
Just
no,
straighten
I mean,
it out.
I don't get me wrong. I'm definitely on leftist TikTok as
okay,
well
good.
And anarchist, whatever. I do really enjoy a lot of the.
Is there an abstinence TikTok?
Well, I'm Kevin, sure. Sounds like it's time for you to start.
There's
making
an opening
videos.
In the market.
Have you seen any prison TikToks as well?
No, I'm trying to end up in prison TikTok. I'm so bummed.
Those are great. Those are, okay. Those are, I mean, yeah, they're interesting.
Send them to me, please.
I will. Yeah, I'll try to get those going
damn.
For you.
Thank you.
Yeah, the witch stuff is pretty cool. I do like the goth TikToks. I think those are nice.
Actually, goth TikToks. I was going to say, this could be a great segue because I also ended up in paranormal TikTok and maybe there's an angels TikTok.
No way. Okay. Oh my gosh. Really? Like, angel story videos?
I really hope so.
This sounds like a great act break. So thanks for catching us up to speed on how your relationship with the Lord has evolved in the last 5 months.
Find the Lord in everything.
Yeah, he is risen indeed. Let's take a break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
You get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that can kind of propel me into
to
like.
To feel as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry. There's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive in. Come on, let's go. Now, we're doing something a little bit differently this time. Usually when we have a topic on the show, we talk about a whole album, a whole movie, a whole 22-minute episode of VeggieTales, and really just dissect it. This time, and I know I gave both you, Alex and Caroline, a title for the format we're doing today, but I'm actually going to change it a little bit. This is the debut of a new format on the show called Singles Ministry. This is Singles Ministry. Yay. Everyone Yay! Get up. Yay. We're dancing. Yes.
Oh, no. Everybody's middle-aged.
Oh, no. Shit. It's too late for me.
Oh, intergenerational relationships.
Normalize them. Normalize intergenerational love. You know,
that's what I've heard.
With adults. You know, goes without saying.
Yeah.
Singles Ministry. This is going to be a new format where we take an album of songs, not even a playlist of songs or a couple songs, but just one song. And we laser focus our collective musical expertise and knowledge and spiritual wisdom to apply analysis to it and give it that eternal roast or toast or space between. And the song for today.
Kevin, can I say something?
Yes.
I love this format.
Good.
I think it's great. And I think it's going to be one we're going to do a lot. And it's crazy how sometimes, like, the simplest ideas are just the best for the show.
Thank you.
That's I love nice. That I was just in on that moment.
I just think it's really good. As soon as you said it, I was like, why haven't we done this whole time? I mean, we have done in effect, but it's just great. It's a great format.
Wait, I just got a text from Caroline saying, I'm just thankful I don't have to listen to this shit album all the way through.
Thanks for the time
okay.
save.
How dare you say anything that this woman has put out?
Her words, not mine. Her words, not mine, unfortunately.
No, I agree with Alex on that.
Alex, explain your relationship to Amy Grant, what her music meant to you growing up.
Okay. Actually,
by the way, last time you did this, the person you talked about listened to the show and commented yes. on the Instagram about it.
That was also right. so moving for me. I was like, mom, I called my mom. I was like, Sarah Groves listened to the
yes.
show.
Yes. I really liked Sarah Groves. That was a good episode.
Yeah. I did too. And also, I really loved what she said. Like, I love that she ended up agreeing with both of you and saying, yeah, I listened back to this music and I'm like, kind of cringe. But also, it came from a genuine place. And I was like, growth. We love to totally. See it. Now yes. I love you even more. So Amy Grant, though, and we hope Amy Grant also listens to the show. And
she's been binging podcasts during her recovery from open heart surgery a couple months ago.
Oh, right. I forgot that she
It's like they cut my heart open when they did that.
I felt it. Oh, I felt it for sure. Yes.
I love this podcast, Love for Amy Grant, because I love Amy Grant. Who amongst us doesn't love Amy Grant, really?
Nothing to not love.
Truly. You except know, like, for... Yeah. But I mean, backstory, this is how passionate I am about Amy Grant. I specifically remember being in the fourth grade and someone else saying that Amy Grant was an adulterer. And I got into an argument in the middle of the hallway at 10 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Defending Amy Grant's honor.
Just demolishing this Amy Grant truther.
Yes. It's like... Absolutely. Like, we're not, I went fully into how God forgives and it, well, everything. Anywho, I remember, so my mom was a single mom for a lot of my childhood. And so when I was like a kid, my aunts would always watch me. And when I was a toddler, they would always put on Baby Baby. And that was my song that they would dance and like swing me around the room to and dance in the living room of my grandparents' house with. So big Amy Grant family, like we'd always go to the Christmas concerts with her and Vince Gill.
Oh, wow.
I met her one time backstage when I was in the eighth grade. And why didn't I pull that picture up? Hold on, as I'm talking.
You
I'm
have that photo to. On you?
It's on my...
It's her lock screen.
Obviously.
Oh my gosh.
This is
oh
me
my gosh.
And
look
Vince
at her.
Gill. So me, my wow. aunt, Amy Grant, and then my mom.
You Excuse. All look related.
That's what everyone says. Well, we're all Scottish.
So this is amazing. A family photo, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so we can. I can send it if you would like to have
oh,
that.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I would like to have that.
Yes.
I would like to see it.
Resplendent as would, always.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, we were wearing our Scottish, or my aunt was wearing her Scottish scarf. Like, we really tried to just fit in, you know?
Yeah.
tried to recruit Amy Grant to be a part of our family, Vince and it was really a bummer.
Amy Grant is Scottish?
I don't know, maybe. I'm just assuming.
Oh, my God.
I thought someone said that, and maybe I just ran with it.
It became a core part of your personality. If you're inside out, like, looked at your core memory, it's like, me and Amy are both Scottish.
This is factually inaccurate.
Kevin and I are
okay, it's a core memory
right
now. How about a cover album where it's all the Amy Grant hits, but done from the perspective of Shrek? Donkey, donkey, I am a blooming onion.
Bagpipes
or whatever.
Screeching
yeah.
in the background.
Oh, my onion. God. I can't. But hold on. The transition, though, was when I, like, Kevin hit me up and he's like, what song would you want to do? And I was like, oh, we got to do an Amy Grant song. And then I specifically recall, like, sitting in my aunt's bedroom and watching Amy Grant VHS music videos, and one of them was Angels, and it terrified me as a child, but I loved the song. And so that's why I was like, I think we need to unpack the song Angels
for sure. And absolutely. That music video,
a little context, this is from the 1984 album Straight Ahead, and this is one of the tracks on it. It was a single. And it's kind of part and parcel arrangement-wise and sound-wise with a lot of the songs on the rest of the album. And I will say the intro does sound like, to me, it sounds like a robot going to sleep and having a dream about something, like the beginning
oh
instrumental.
Maybe wow. I could be human one day.
It sounded like an Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Sound effect to me.
And Amy's using a character voice here.
Take this man to prison, the man heard Herod say. And then four squads of soldiers came and carried him away.
First of all, gang, is this Squad Goals?
Yes.
The OG squads, soldiers.
Soldiers.
The troops.
Nothing but respect for my squad goals.
I love my troops.
The U.S. military.
Squadrons.
Okay.
Four squads of soldiers came and carried him away. Chained up between two watchmen, Peter tried to sleep. But beyond the walls, an endless prayer was lifting for his keep. Then a light cut through the darkness of a lonely prison cell. And the chains that bound the man of God just opened up and fell. And running to his people before the break of day, there was only one thing on his mind, only one thing to say. Angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me. Yeah. Every step I take, angels watching over me. God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. A reckless car ran out of gas before it ran by. The abysses all around me, accidents unknown. Though I never see with human eyes the hand that lead me home. But I know they're all around me, all day and through the night. When the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight to keep my feet from falling. I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, then you're gonna hear me say, God has angels watching over me, every move I make. Angels watching over me.
Oh yeah. It sounds educational.
We're literally just dancing and lip syncing. Hold on. Okay, vocals.
Angels watching over me.
Is this dance?
Angels watching over me.
As we're in this instrumental break, I'd also like to say that I love Amy Grant because she's an alto, and my mom, who's a soprano, said that altos were just lazy sopranos, and I could come.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I always think of altos as more skilled pop stars because
you can
use your chest voice and get those rangy belts.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I got to say, well, Amy Grant's an alto, mom.
So. Your mom has never talked back to you since.
Never.
And you said
that
to her,
was the last day.
I remember you were telling me this story, and you told her at that point, take this mom to prison. The man heard Alexei.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so the first verse, that is a retelling of Acts 12 and Peter's escape from prison. Where it says,
pulled up.
Angels.
Yeah, I mean, what are our first impressions hearing
okay.
this song?
There's a lot. So, first impressions. I mean, whomst among us has had someone in their life be like, oh, I know a person, or I had a mysterious angel. Caroline's already nodding her head and grinning.
Oh, yeah.
A mysterious angel counter. Like, I got in a car accident, and a mysterious man came out of nowhere, and he helped me. And next thing I knew, I looked over, and he was gone.
Gone.
You've heard a lot of those, Caroline?
Yes.
What?
Not a lot, but there is.
It's just car like troubles? That's just triple A. Wait, the A stands
there's
for
a couple,
angel.
Like, big one. Angel. There is a big one in my family. Actually, a couple.
A personal story.
Angel stories in my family. Yeah. And one was one of us kids, I think it was me or my brother, like ran out of a store straight into where cars, you know, were passing in front of a Walmart or whatever. And the child just stopped right at the edge of the sidewalk. Didn't run into the cars. So my mom was like,
wow.
That was an angel just stopping. David. And then another one, even more disturbing actually, is my sister used to I think I've told this story before, so sorry everybody wants to hear it again, but my sister used to pee her pants and then peel off the pants and just leave them and just Winnie the Pooh it and walk around.
This is not a story we've heard on the show before.
It isn't? Okay.
No, this is a
I'm
fresh
so sorry
take.
To my sister for just roasting her publicly, but So she would do that, and then she would also just wander away from my mom, like wherever they went, and until they got a leash on her. And so she was probably, I think, 4 or 5, or lived in Arizona, peeled her pants off, and then just wandered into the desert.
Caroline, where is this going?
My mom quickly realized she was gone and was terrified, couldn't find her, called the police. The police started like searching. And then a man in a Hawaiian shirt just walked up with my sister and was like, "Hey, I found this girl." And they were, and it was missing. They were like, "Oh my God, this guy." And then they looked up and he was gone.
What? No.
The Hawaiian shirt detail always gets to me.
His shift, his lunch break was up at Trader Joe's. He had to get back. What's the mystery
there?
This
man is on island time.
Oh my God.
And you gotta go.
And that man.
So anyway.
Was
so
Jimmy
that's
Buffett.
That's our like apocryphal angel story in my family.
Oh, I love that.
God.
I always call it my angel story, and this is where we should definitely get into like more of the paranormal talks.
Yes.
Kevin is slow blinking me right now.
I'm listening. I'm here to listen.
What's your mine angel story?
Mine is not mine doesn't have the comedy of peeling your pants off after you pee yourself. I will say, but oh man, I feel like it's a more serious story. Or do I like save it? Do I shift the mood now? Like,
yeah,
what
who
do
cares?
I do?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I think we do need to talk about angel stuff. I think that's important.
I do too. And
yeah, it'll help inform the song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So here's the thing. As an adult, I have no idea if I just like wanted to see something. But I remember it was like not a good night in my house. It was actually the last night. So we lived in this house growing up. It was like a pretty old one. And there was like, I will say, there was some like not great shit that was going down. Like I woke up one night and there was like a figure at the end of my bed.
Oh my
and
God.
Was there for a bit and then just like disappeared. And I remember him very vividly. Like I remember a woman into our church came into our house and was like, "Oh, there is some stuff going on here and this is not good." Yeah, it was like we're getting into paranormal rage. But like long yeah. My dad was an alcoholic and like things were just like super super dark. And so the last night in that house, and I was like 12 or 13. This is a very personal story. I've never shared it on a podcast. But like I was like 12 or 13 and basically it was like it was getting really bad. The cops were called, my grandparents came to get us, and I was like super distraught, so I just started like praying. And I was like 12 and just like praying out loud. And my mom came up to like settle me down and say, "We're leaving, like we're gonna go stay with our, you know, Monty and Poppy, my grandparents." And I just remember being so distraught, and I was like, again, like 12. And I remember just like praying that like the Lord would give me, this is such a vulnerable story to tell. I just remember praying that the Lord would just give me some sort of sign to calm me down or anything. And like, again, I don't know if I just like wanted to see it. I probably did. But in front of me, I thought I saw like a picture of an angel with a flaming sword. And it was like something that I would have seen out of a photo. That's why I'm just like, whatever. And then immediately after that, I heard my dad walk up the stairs and go to bed. And it was like completely quiet in the house. So it was just like weird timing. And so I just remember I stopped crying. I felt like this flood of peace. Again, maybe I just wanted to see it. But that was my angel story. And then I never went back to that house ever again. That was it.
Wow.
Again,
that's beautiful.
I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry for any of that. Oh, no, it's okay. It's great.
But again, like, I don't know if it, again, even if it was just like me wanting to see something, I was like, oh, like I always think of that. And I'm just like, but the man at the end of my bed was definitely some paranormal shit. Like
that's not cool.
So there was some weird, I don't know if you guys believe in paranormal stuff. Like I do. Which we could even decide to step into
area. Let's talk about it. Kevin, do you believe in any kind of paranormal stuff, or do you have like an unexplainable vision in your life? Or
no,
you kind of like,
I don't have any firsthand accounts of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm open to all of it, because when I was a kid, I would watch so much X-Files. So I was like, well, this is this is clearly true, right? Like, the FBI.
It has to be. I have to meet my Scully.
Ghost Adventures. Like, I remember watching that in college all the time on the Discovery Channel. Was a big fan of Ghost Adventures.
Those meaner things.
Oh, yeah.
But I just remember, like, I just remember my grandparents and, like, people from my church talking about the mysterious angel stories of the people always showing up at, like, when you least expect it and then disappearing. Yeah. So who knows? Yeah. Hawaiian Man might have been an angel. And that's why Amy Grant wrote this song.
Sounds like an angel to me.
Or wait a minute. Do you Caroline.
What?
When you saw the man in the Hawaiian shirt, was he hugging anybody?
I brought this up at the beginning. Yeah, he was really adept at animation.
Oh no! It was Mr. Field. John Lasseter.
No, I cannot. I cannot even think about that. Alex, what do you make of it now? Like, who do you think ghosts are, and do you think that angels and demons and ghosts?
Yeah,
are
who are they?
Different things.
Okay.
No, I mean, but like, are they? Do you feel like they're the dead coming back? What is their purpose? Like, what do you make of it?
I have no idea, and I'm going to I'll text her after this, but I actually had a conversation on Thursday about this, and I won't reveal her identity. I'm pretty sure she'd be okay with me telling the story because she's very open about it, but basically I don't know, and that's like the thing. Like, I don't know if it is I don't know if it's energy or what. Like, basically I'm going to give you context through the story I'm about to tell you, but like, someone I know had that I just started getting to know in like the last 3 months had told her and her boyfriend had told me this story of like the last place they lived in Santa Monica. Like, she was like, it was absolutely haunted. She's like, I've already always been kind of sensitive to these types of things. And she was like, but weird things would happen. Like, the lights would go on and off. Like, the cabinet doors would open up. Like, I would leave, and then like the plugs, like the like stuff would get unplugged from the outlet, and I'd come back, and it was just like, it was like weird things like that.
It's always like nuisances. Like,
yeah, nuisances.
Bad roommates.
That's the thing. It was like a nuisance.
The dishes were left undone in the sink.
Yeah. So
the seat was always up.
Yes. So she's like told me, like, I spent time with like her and her boyfriend, and she was like swapping like weird paranormal stories. And I've also found it interesting that like people like will open up to me about their paranormal experiences, and it's happened like a lot in the last year. Thankfully I don't have any of those experiences as an adult, but I know a lot of people who do. So basically she texted me on Thursday, and she's like, I got some shit I gotta tell you. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, now you need to FaceTime me. So she FaceTimes me, and she basically went to get her tarot read via FaceTime because of COVID. And the woman who, she's like, I haven't gotten my tarot cards read from her in like 2 years. And she goes, the woman stops and goes, I'm sorry, someone's here right now. She's like, did you just move? Whoa. And she was like, yeah. And she goes, okay, someone's here, and he is telling me that it lives in the place that I guess that you just moved from, and he liked to mess with you. And she was just like, starts naming all the things that he would do to mess with my friend. And apparently he was man who died in the 50s from a heart attack. Like, the tarot reader is like getting all this information. And she's like, he feels badly about it. He wants to know where you went because you haven't come back to the apartment. And I was like, she was like, apparently he was harmless. He was just like an aggravated old man. That's when I went, you know what? I said, listen, if I die and my anxiety follows me into the afterlife, I'm going to be pissed. Like, I'm going to be so pissed.
You can like still be just like kind of cranky.
Yes. I don't want to be like some type of cranky old
person.
I'm
like this forever.
I don't want that.
You're dead. Said, but you also have depression clinically. Yeah.
Literally. And that's
Alex.
What?
This just also occurred to me. If there are ghosts that like to fuck with you, you know, in maybe harmless ways, are there also ghosts that do good things, and that's what people mistake angels
okay,
for?
Okay, so that's what
like happy little pranksters, like positive pranks or angels?
Positive prankster. So yeah, or if you saw old guard, you know, Andy, she's the one that's just showing up doing that.
I said to my friend, I was like, oh my gosh. And my friend was, I was like, that's, and she was like, no. She was like, you know, you would be like whispering behind people affirmations. Are you? I was like, yeah, no, I would try to write, you look really pretty on a mirror in the fog. And then they would get out of the shower and be so
you like leave
out.
Them a glass of rosé when they come home. How'd this get here? Spooky, but nice.
No, I'm just over their shoulder like, you can do it. Like you're equipped for this job. You look really pretty.
It's a message written in blood on your bathroom.
It just says, take one day at a time.
It says, you are enough.
Girl, wash your face.
Girl, wash your butthole. You are enough. Wait, can I read a true statistic about angel belief in our country?
Yes.
Currently. Please. And this poll is from a few years ago. Okay. But this is from CBS News, and it says angels don't just sing at Christmas time. For most Americans, they're a year-round presence. A new poll shows that 77% of adults believe these ethereal beings are real. Belief is primarily tied to religion, with 88% of Christians, 95% of evangelical Christians, and 94% of those who attend weekly religious services of any sort saying they believe in angels. But it's widespread in the less religious, too. A majority of non-Christians think angels exist, as do more than 4 in 10 of those who never attend religious services. So it is crossed cultural lines. Like, that angels are bridging the gap across the aisle and shaking hands with the non-believer.
I feel like, honestly, Caroline, and this is not something I just am thinking of currently on the spot, so don't judge me too harshly on this, listener, but I wonder if, like, even if you like did take religion out of it, Kevin, like, I wonder if there are like paranormal forces that like protect and are good, and like ones that are not and they're harmful. Like, I've heard plenty of stories where there's actually harm has been inflicted on people I know, and so I wonder if there is some sort of like, I don't know, I don't know, like, I feel like there are people that maybe, or spirits that like actually do watch over you, and that's what we call angels. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, because I like, I'm open to it, I guess, but yeah. I also have heavy skepticism. I think just because I'm also like coming out of my own like beliefs about a lot of like the spiritual world or whatever.
Aren't we all on this podcast?
Well, and also I think a lot of it is like a self-protective measure, because like demons were really real for me as a kid, and that was like probably the biggest part of my like religious trauma was dealing with that stuff. And so for me, it's now I feel a lot safer just not believing in any of that, because if I have to acknowledge that angels exist, I probably have to acknowledge that like these harmful things exist.
Because
too.
If a demon if you believe in angels are, demons are just fluid angels. They're just angels who are a little more open to something different. Who fell away.
I mean, if you get to just decide also what you want to believe, I'm sure you can just believe in angels and not evil things too. But but for me, I like, it freaks me out to entertain either of those options as like real things. But I also know that, yeah, like there's so many anecdotal stories like the ones you told, and just countless others too, that are all very similar. And some seem explainable and some don't. And then there's also like sleep hallucinations, which are also
a
thing.
Oh my gosh, it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, where you are awake and you literally are still having a dream and like seeing things even though your eyes are open. Like, that happens a lot. And so that, and especially also in stress, you get those more too. So it sucks because like even the really vulnerable story you told, like you were in a really stressful night that night too. And so like you said, you don't know like what your mind can manifest in that moment.
Exactly. I think and that's why I kind of keep it with like an open palm. Like that story to me, yes, it is deeply personal, but whether it was my mind manifesting or something else, like – it doesn't like shake my whole world.
It doesn't matter if it,
it doesn't matter.
Matter if it was like helpful.
None
too.
Of this
it,
matters.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
If it's like, it's not. I don't need to like sit down and parse through scientifically whether that happened or not, because it was like it. in that night, like, saved you, you know, and was like really helpful for you probably as a kid too, to realize that there was something that could protect you or keep you safe.
Yeah, as an adult, I am more like, with that story in particular, and who knows, I'm wrong, I'm more inclined to believe that it was my mind, just like because of the situation I was in and wanting to see something. There are those stories out there though of people who have been in a room together. One of my friends has one of this with her and her husband, both seeing something at the same time. Actually, a few of my friends, both them and their husbands have seen something, like whether they were watching TV and something just like walked by the room or whatever it might be. And those things are more inexplainable to me, where I'm just like, how are two people seeing the exact same thing?
One person.
Yeah, at the same time. Or you have a Hawaiian shirt man coming up to you in the middle of a vacation.
Free hugs, anyone? Too,
they knew what was going on.
This is also why I wanted to pick this song, because I feel like there's so many different, like, there. It's just like a loaded song for, like, that's perfect for a podcast, where you can just take so many different things out of this and run with it. I was just
it's a whole worldview.
The vision of it. Because verse one is like, okay, it's a biblical reference. Here's something recorded in scripture. Chains broke because an angel came. Like, that is like a story in a Bible, and regardless of whether you want to believe it or not. Verse two is just like, well, nothing bad happened to me. Angel.
Yes. The dichotomy of verse one and verse two are shocking.
Yeah, let me read it. God only knows the times my life was threatened just today. A reckless car ran out gas before it ran my way. Near misses all around me. Accidents unknown. Though I never see with human eyes the hands that lead me home. But I know they're all around me all day and through the night. Ugh. When the enemy is closing in, I know sometimes they fight. To keep my feet from falling, I'll never turn away. If you're asking what's protecting me, then you're going to hear me say, angels watching over me. All that stuff. So it's the absence of bad stuff, which I think is terrific.
To Caroline's point as well, like, when a car runs out of gas, like, it's not like a runaway train, guys. Like, unless you're on a hill in Echo Park and it's Baxter and it's just going right
your
down.
Your brakes,
like,
still work.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I have actually driven a car that's ran out of gas a couple times. And
we got a visualization of said
down.
Car.
Yeah. Also, I'm so happy.
Here we go.
They do a double cut of it. It's so funny.
We're watching the music video right now of Angels.
I feel like the original lyric
also,
must have been
this
about
this guy.
Who is that supposed to be? An angel?
That's my dad.
Or a demon.
No, that's a murderer. I think that's a guy that, like, is there to murder. And the
angels are keeping.
Look at his leather jacket and look at his evil hair.
Oh, to answer your question, Caroline, of who's my icon of cool? It's this guy.
I want to be this guy.
Yeah. So you,
also, do you guys think Amy Grant styled herself for this video?
Yes.
I hope so. I love
this outfit. This outfit.
You would wear it, Caroline.
Don't get me wrong. I'm still extremely attracted to Amy Grant. I love everything she does. But this outfit
I can't. I hate this scene. This scene gave me nightmares. I don't know
why.
Why?
It's so scary.
So we're looking at a scene now from the music video in which an Eyes Wide Shut tableau is happening with masks painted on and very scary looking, which is very
giant
weird
wigs.
For a Christian music video that's not like a Carmen song for like squeaky clean Amy Grant. It's very strange.
And her outfit
this
is even more out of place. It's so fun.
Also, this feet part really gets me.
Thing.
I don't
what the
get
hell
it.
Is that?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Like people
it.
Trying to walk
the
all
full
over
Tarantino
her.
Shot right there. We love
we
it.
Find out he directed this. It was one of his. First
that was his first project. Was Angels by
Amy Grant
Amy
has
Grant
taste.
To Reservoir Dogs. Oh, and it does. Oh wait, can I play this cold open real quick? Because she does address the children.
And adults.
Have you ever been in a situation, a bad situation, where it seemed like there was no way out? Well, here's a story about a situation. Just
where
like
you exchange sex favors for money.
Oh, no.
Where you did unspeakable things.
Real tight.
You became someone you hated and became someone you
voice.
Feared.
Incredible stuff. You didn't recognize yourself anymore.
you couldn't sleep with yourself at night for the things you did. You still live a life of abject shame.
Oh, Kevin, I wanted you to read the YouTube comments. I feel like...
Mm. Oh, sure. Let's look at them together, friends. Yes. No, they're... YouTube comments are, you know, some would say a cesspool. I think they can also be a very pure place. Timothy Gill writes, I remember saying, man, this music is alive. I was being drawn to the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. So Q
20
says,
likes on that.
Wow. She had such a nice, strong singing voice.
Had.
I miss this, Amy Grant, Melanie Martin writes.
A song of simple faith in God.
I'm 28 now, and I didn't hear this song till the late 90s, but I love it.
But I love it.
Hey, also. Hannah, been there.
Yeah, that's kind of Caroline's MO on this show.
Kind of my vibe.
Yeah, I know. The special effects are top notch, says Bob York.
Bob, what video did you watch?
13 years ago. Also, how is Bob on YouTube 13 years ago? This, I don't even think.
Holy smokes.
This went up in 2006. Yeah, this is one of the first 2 years of YouTube.
This is one of the first YouTube videos that ever was uploaded.
It was Lazy Sunday and Angels by Amy Grant.
Wait, do you see this one? Look at Nicole Christine Edwards. Said, I like the theater arts nod. It's like watching a biblical Hogwarts.
Oh my God. Hogwarts
okay,
is hard to
actually,
reference
now. Wait. She does like go through a brick wall and end up in a fancy world. Wow. Whoa.
A young J.K. Rowling logs on.
And it says that trans people aren't real.
But Amy Grant is. Joey Jolly says, Amy truly is number one. She worked hard and it paid off.
Yeah, that's my favorite one. She's number one. She worked hard. It paid off.
Thankfully, I love cheese, says Bob York. Okay, these are getting a little more esoteric. Billy says, my mommy used to sing this song to me until I fell asleep. That's very nice.
Oh, Billy, I love that.
Wait, there was one that started with angels are definitely...
Definitely watch over me and have kept me alive many times throughout my lifetime because my work on this earth isn't done. When it is, they will be there to bring me, had me. Praise God.
What?
To be clear, I did not stutter. Because my work on this earth isn't done yet. When it is, they will be there to bring me, had me. Praise God.
Home. Bring me home.
Welcome.
That's
to
also
fun.
So crazy that angels will just escort you to heaven.
I don't like it. I've never been like all depictions of angels in television shows and movies. I've always found to be very scary. There's an adaptation of the play Angels in America, the 2003 movie with Meryl Streep and Al Pacino on HBO back in, yeah, it was 2003. And Emma Thompson plays the angel, and she's so scary in it that it like imprinted on me like a native fear of angels. Or even the angels and Angels in the Outfield.
These can't be trusted.
The Joseph Gordon-Levitt joint. It was not
Doc Brown.
Not a fan.
You didn't find him adorable and fun?
No. Doc Brown was fine. Christopher Lloyd's angel. But when they showed up behind the baseball players and were like moving their legs and shit, I don't like any of that stuff.
They were like jostling their balls and stuff.
And the players were like, I feel confident all of a sudden. Bunch of non-consensual angel
I feel
touches.
A home run going on.
Oh my God. It's like that scene in Ghostbusters.
You guys can see it, but Kevin did this like a juggling motion, and that's what really inspired my incredible thinking. I don't know. There is something really terrifying about what Amy is saying the world is like for her, which is just constant near-death experiences, constant like murder, car accidents, just strangers.
A guy in a leather jacket.
Yeah, 20 men in leather jackets hanging out in the street.
James Dean situations.
Yeah, and that they'll be there for you up to a point, you know, and at some point they are just going to let you go.
So that's okay. This is the thing. We also need to break down this whole theology too of like, so what happens like if the angel's like, that person's about to have a near-death experience.
Yes.
I don't feel like it. I don't know. It's like
the central problem with a lot of miracle movies too.
Yes.
You know, where it's like, God decided that this person was so good, they must stay and finish their work. It just obviously implies that the people that did die in accidents didn't deserve to stay on earth or were like,
yeah, it's
too good for it or something. It's disturbing.
It's like prosperity gospel, but with angels. and I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
Like if you're good enough, or you have enough, or you believe enough in your angel, like they'll show up.
That's
for you.
The thing is, it feels too tied to other fact. Like who gets the angel? What's the angel wealth distribution?
Well, Amy Grant gets my them angel? All.
Oh yeah, yeah. Amy. No, in Amy's case, I do believe that there are a lot of angels watching for her, and I beg them to continue doing their job.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but I don't know. But there's something sweet to it too, of believing that angels are like, yeah, little do-gooder elves that are there to kind of keep you safe.
So
the other thing that I think about,
don't you wish all angels were short, by the way? Because of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, it's terrifying if they're giants.
If it's like, hey, I'm watching over you over here, then that would have been great. But
yeah.
The other thing that angels make me think of is there's like so many industries that are just about telling angel stories. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul is so many angel stories.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. And then like my mom used to read this magazine called Women's World. That's like every grocery checkout in America, I think. And the end was always like five different reader submitted angel stories that I would read all the time and then get very scared to. But I also get the sense, I don't know if you guys do, that like angels are for women. Like I feel like I've never heard a lot of men tell their angel story or talk about angels being really important to like their safety or their like
that's
world.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I don't know if that's just my own projection or whatever, but it's just something I feel.
I wonder if though that goes back to like maybe men being just more skeptical in general, in the sense of like, I know for a lot of my male friends who've had like paranormal things like happen to them, like, or what, or like with like, I'm thinking in particular, like my married friends who have seen things happen or experienced things in their home or whatever. And usually it takes like a lot longer for like my guy friends to kind of come around. And it's after something where they like actually cannot explain it anymore. Like one of my friends was getting a renovation done and their house has had like a lot of weird things like happen. And it wasn't until the contractor said he saw someone appear in their kitchen to where like my guy friend was like, okay. And then some things had happened to him too. And this was like all within the last year too. And so I feel like at first it's usually like, I don't know. They're just like, oh, well, that's the electrical or that's this. So I wonder if they have seen angels, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
And they've had their own Hawaiian shirt man. And they were just like, no, that's
like,
a Trader
I don't trust
Joe's.
This guy.
No, yeah, don't trust that guy. Point. It's a Trader Joe's. Who are angels, by the way?
They are. The other thing, my other theory about that is that women just generally feel less safe in the world. In a lot of cases too. So having an angel protector that keeps you not
safe
only
from
just like freak accidents, but yeah, but also just like bad players in society.
You're right. Because I do think of it specifically as like a narrative that an older woman would cling to more than an older man. Like I think of an old lady being like, sounds like you have some angels smiling down on you. And an old man being like, ah, good luck or whatever. Yeah. Like, conversely. So I see that. There's probably some truth to that.
I also don't want to be too gendered about parenting too, but I feel like it's also a lot of maybe parents and moms find comfort that like an angel's looking out for their kid, or they talk about that a lot, or like my parents and probably my mom would often say like, I pray that angel will like guard your car on your drive home to college or whatever.
Wait,
you know what I'm talking about?
Actually, yes, because
it's like an extension of parenting also. Like it'll keep you safe for a little bit longer.
My dad's side is Catholic, and we would take anytime we got a new car in our family, we would take it over to Aunt Janet, and Aunt Janet would do like an angel's prayer for a blessing for a car. And like also we didn't have this in the evangelical world, so I loved when I got to cross over to the Catholic side here and there and experience their things, because she would literally do some sort of prayer and then she would tie a red ribbon on your mirror, and like we always had a red ribbon on our mirror of all of our cars, and then you had to take salt and you had to throw it over the right side of your shoulder.
Oh wow.
While doing the special like angel car blessing. So
that's so
maybe that's why Maybe that's why when so many car issues happened to so many people, random angels would appear because they also did the car angel blessing.
Well, this song is about car issues.
A lot of car issues, yeah.
Then the transmission failed on me.
I remember my family when we moved into my like childhood home too, we went and like prayed in each room that like an angel or the Holy Spirit would like guard it. And I remember feeling that was like very scary, but we all had to like hold hands. And it is interesting like how often angel stuff kind of crosses into like a paranormal witchy spell kind of vibe.
Yeah.
It's like one of the few times in evangelical Christianity that like that's cool, you know?
Yeah.
To like say the right prayers and spell and it will grant you safety.
Well, that's interesting. So like kind of back to the whole crossover, how angels are not obviously like exclusively a Christian thing. Like, I mean, if we want to have a full circle moment, have you fallen into angel TikTok in the sense of like,
what?
It's like, oh,
there's angel TikTok.
I haven't.
It's like, here are the numbers that you've seen angels. And it's like 111 and 777 or like whatever. And it's like all part of witch TikTok too. But I'm just like, oh, like if you see 111 or something, that means, I guess that's an angel number. And I don't know what that means. But like, I feel like a lot of my friends who are spiritual and not necessarily like Christian, like the way they speak about angels, like my one friend in particular who is very spiritual, she's comes at it from like, oh, these are my ancestors. So for her, it's like her ancestors are watching over her, or like when she's gotten readings and stuff done, like very intense spiritual encounters or whatever, usually the person will like describe the people who are around her, and she's describing her like grandmother and great grandmother and like all those people. And so I'm like, I think it's interesting that this is something that is such a huge part of just so many people's cultures, and it's not just a Jesus thing or an evangelical thing.
Oh, I think that's a great point. Yeah, I'm glad you pointed out that blind spot for us too. Yeah, because it's definitely not just Christians that have angels.
Yeah, but like, again, like I feel like it's more of this, it might, who even knows, like it takes on, like when you asked at the beginning of this, like what is it to you as an adult? I'm like, I don't know. Like I don't know if it's a thing. If it is a thing, I don't know if it's energy. I don't know if it's people who have passed away and it's purgatory or whatever, like if that's a thing we want to believe, or I have no idea. Like, I don't know if angels are actually your ancestors, but I do think it's interesting that kind of everyone has like every culture
of that.
Yeah, everyone has. And even my friends who don't believe in anything, like as far as religion is concerned, or might even claim to be atheists, like, you know, probably more agnostic, but like they might believe a version of this as opposed to tying it back to God or, you know,
right,
whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Are
it
you
makes
happy
a lot of sense too, because like that's the thing that we're bonded to most maybe is like family, your ancestors, people you know, and having their consciousness continue is, yeah, it's like a really comforting thought and helpful and less lonely.
I feel like it would not be a comforting thought to me. Like, I would be more
I guess depending on your family.
Well, no, I love my family, but like, I don't know. And that's like the thing where it's like, to even bring it back more to religion and like the deconstruction of faith, since this is kind of what this podcast is about. Like, I remember like when I kind of came at like to a crossroads of like my, whether I wanted to continue being a Christian or not, right? Like, you know, I just was really unsure a lot about a lot of things and was like ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And like, I'm still obviously a practicing Christian, but like it, for me, it's kind of almost like that whole Rachel Held Evans approach. Well, she was the first one to speak about it, where it was like, there are some days she doesn't believe in it or she didn't believe in it. And then there are days that she did. And for me, it kind of came down to, like, I feel like growing up, a lot of what we believed in the evangelical church, it was so based in where are you going to go after you die, right? And so at my adult, like when people ask me, why are you still a Christian? I'm like, I don't know what happens after we pass away. Like, nothing might happen. That's not why I am a Christian now, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's not to get to a heaven, or, you know, I don't even believe that there's a hell. Like, and so it's not really about that. It's And so when you kind of even let go of all of that, like, it opens you up to, again, kind of like holding things in an open palm, as opposed to like what you were saying, like holding on to things so tightly and just being like, for me, like, even with that story I shared, again, being like, okay, like, I don't know, but like, that's not the point. That's, yeah, that's no longer important to me anymore. And so it kind of, you can kind of come up, like, even for me, discussing these topics more of a place of curiosity, as opposed to defending something that, like, oh, yeah, well, angels have to exist, because if angels don't exist, then my entire worldview and theology falls to pieces. Now I'm like, I don't know. This is a fun, it's a fun thing to discuss. I love that we're talking about Amy Grant and weird paranormal things that have happened to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's such a like healthier religion to have, where you do acknowledge that, like, there's for sure things that are going to poke holes in this system, but like, the evidence of health is I'm not so terrified that like my entire world will shatter if this piece isn't there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kevin, you look like you wanted to say something.
What's that?
Yeah.
I said, oh, Kevin, I was going to say, you look like you had a thought.
Oh, because I'm going like this with my little hands and being like,
yes, she's clutching two little thoughts.
My theology of it is most informed by a 1993 movie called Heart and Soul, in which Robert Downey Jr. as a baby dies at the same time as a bunch of people on a bus. And then all those people on the bus become his guardian angels, and they're trapped.
That's lovely.
Wait, do you know this movie?
No. Share your screen again, please.
Imagine you die in like a plane crash, and then your job is to just like hover over one man.
Also, I love another full circle moment. We brought it back to Robert.
RDJ.
Coming back to Iron Man. We're always coming back.
That's right.
You gotta bring it right back.
So he's born at the same time in a car that they all die in a bus. And so they watch over him.
It's a vehicle that connects them?
No, it's life and death at the same time, simultaneously.
Trolley bus.
Yin and yang.
Wow.
Yes. So
that's so scary.
I hate that.
That's my
the other thing that's disturbing about ghosts for me too is it's like, oh, so I keep living like this, but actually I have less freedom. Now I'm confined even
more. Hate it here.
You have tasks and chores.
I can only do tasks or turn light switches on or like just generally bother someone who moved into my apartment.
Like, I don't want that.
That sounds worse. Yeah. No. Like, I would like to just be really good at surfing or be in heaven or like lights out.
I want to perfect my skills.
Yeah. I want to finally have time to study painting.
Well, I think it might be time for us to make a ruling on this song. And we're going to give it a holy toaster roaster space between. If we give it a holy toast, we're sending it to heaven, and we're going to say to this song, yeah, 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 yeah. And if we give it a holy roast, we're going to say,
no. Oh, is this our new...
It can't be.
Drop for this? I love it.
Or if we're not sure, we can send it to the space between, where all angels and ghosts are doomed to be until they complete their arbitrary works.
Until they take care of Robert Downey Jr. enough.
Caroline, we'll start with you.
Aren't there like fun little decorative signs that are like, my guardian angel has it cut out for him or something?
Yeah.
What?
That's definitely
my guardian
like
angel has
walk.
A juicy ass. How do you know that? Why?
My guardian angel has to follow this cake around every day. How do they focus?
I'm here to hubba hubba.
Oh, wait. I really like that. I think that should be made. Guys, start an Etsy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have one word to describe this song. Mischievous. I think it is
very bouncy, right?
Very bouncy. And then the fake outs, like, are we whispering or are we yelling? Is the song over? No, it's not over. Yeah, we're coming back around.
Yeah.
There's like a fake out ending. I mean, as we've discussed, a lot of complicated theological things here.
I have none whatsoever.
Scary.
Yeah.
Amy thinks she's about to die constantly. But I also... there's something about her that provides a stability to this worldview and a salt of the earth sort of sensibility.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And so I feel like if she talked to me about her angel beliefs and told me some of her stories, I would be 100% on board.
Yeah. And she did.
Holy toast. Yeah, holy toast.
I love it. Okay, we turn to Alex.
Well, we could never send any of Amy Grant's tracks to hell, so this
they
is
won't
a
stay
holy...
there. Those no, will bounce back.
They can't. JK, y'all, I'm coming.
As much as silly as this song is, and it's Amy Grant, so it is perfect at the end of the day, and there's actually no other option for it. And so we are giving this a holy toast, and I bring my wine glass out.
Hey, we toast to the resistance.
We toast to the resistance.
I'm going
to
say,
Amy Grant, if you're listening, I love you. Sorry.
And we hope you're Grantifa. A part of the resistance. Grant, Amy Grantifa. Amy Grant says, that. Abolish the police.
Well, defund and then abolish. You know, putting some structures in place, y'all.
It's getting a little Mr. Rogers-y in Caroline's conception of her. Well, I think defund Officer Clemens.
Well, neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no. No, he's the one cop
he
we
shows up
keep.
And he's like, hey, piggy, oink, oink.
Francois Clemens is like, whoa. Whoa.
Kids, what does the pig say? He's teaching them about animals that day.
With he has a cop show never, up. He's not just saying, what
like
does the
elephant
pig
and
say?
A cat.
And here's a piggy, and it's a cop? Oh, my God. Fred, no. The children are too young for that. Not ready for municipality budget structures and shit. No, that's too soon. Too soon.
A culture of violence.
Too
soon. Soon.
Too soon. That's true.
I'm giving it a yeah. And giving a little toast. I think Caroline makes a great point that the mischievous quality of the arrangement and the song and the bounciness of it and the great dynamics in the chorus also match our concept of angels as positive little tricksters. And also, this is Amy Grant saying, you know what? Nothing bad happened to me today. Great. It's an angel. And you know what? Amy's calling it an angel. You, the listener home, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it the universe. You can call it Mercury in retrograde. You can call it freaking astrology. You can call it your Enneagram, whatever. It can all be the same thing for you. For Amy Grant, it's angels. And for us, we're going to give it a...
For us, it's Amy Grant.
What's that? For us, it's Amy Grant. And we give Amy
all the
Grant
positive in my life has been unanimous. The hand of Amy Grant.
All right, but you can get out there and vote for yourself at Christian Fun Pod. Get out there and...
Pokemon, go to the polls.
Ballers.
Gotta get Joe in there.
Gotta get Joe in there.
Also, time. I need to have you guys on my podcast, but we gotta figure out a good angle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean Zoom camera-wise a good angle?
For Alex Tries Her Best, me. Like what would it be like at, for Alex Tries Her Best, like what would we be trying? Alex Tries deconstructing our entire fave.
I would say how about maintaining long-term adult friendships? Caroline and I have known each other for 7 years.
A working friendship.
Yes.
Wait. Ooh. Oh, I like this.
Boom.
We could do that.
Well, this just became a pitch meeting for your show. Yes.
Kevin would like to produce if that's cool.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable on the ones and twos if that's all right.
Yeah,
with you.
I'll run the website and the merch.
Yeah, I love this for us.
All right.
Times are tough.
For now, we're dimming the lights, we're lighting the candles, taking it to a more worshipful space. We're not here to promote ourselves, we're here to lift ourselves up and what we may be enjoying in these trying times. Caroline, we'll start with you.
Oh, you can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. And I wanted to lift up a song and then a couple covers of that song. The song is
Tequila.
It's Who Let the Dogs Out. The song is a Dolly Parton song, Here You Come Again, which I didn't know, but I've been listening to this cover by Charlotte Day Wilson a lot. That's really good. It's kind of a moody version. And then if you want a really fun, amazing version, you should listen to the one by Millie Jackson. Here You Come Again. Listen to that.
Here you come.
Kevin, there's also... I want you to get into it because then I want to pay you this Patti LaBelle version of it, which is so your shit because it's like your favorite thing. Where like a diva comes in on the song and just does some commentary before she starts singing.
Patti LaBelle singing the alphabet on Sesame Street is the greatest song ever written.
Yes. She starts the song of like, uh-oh, I think something's coming around the corner. Here you come again.
Just, it's good. Spoken word is definitely on my alley. That's Charlie Day Wilson. Thing. That's the Spotify singles version, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too.
You know this one that I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey.
Another thing that I thought was my little discovery.
The secret is you and I have similar algorithms, baby.
This might be true.
I think it is true. Because of what we had to listen to for this bad podcast. That's right.
Things are aligning too fast.
Thank you, Caroline. We'll turn to Alex.
I would like to lift up my socials on Instagram, Twitter, Alex on the mic, A-L-E-X on the M-I-C. Honestly, today I also saw that apparently a girl made $22,000 by just reposting her Instagram pictures on OnlyFans. So who knows? Maybe you'll catch me there soon as well. You never know.
You might as well make money. You know,
I know. At this,
you're going to post it anyway.
I have a friend who just started OnlyFans and it is a journey.
Can you tell me who it is, no. Kevin? Off mic?
No.
Damn it. Sorry. What's the point?
What do you mean?
Damn.
It's not mine to tell.
Oh. All right. That's a good friend. But on a serious note, our friend and / our pastor, Britt Barron, is coming out with a book this week, and I started reading it. It's called Worth It, and I've gotten emotional many times. Backstory about Brittany. Also grew up in the evangelical church, and she is a lesbian, and her wife just texted me too. And so it's all about just that, like that journey for her and her deconstructing her faith. And so I feel like this is definitely the place to promote that. And so it's called Worth It, and you can order it anywhere you buy books right now. And it comes out probably by the time this podcast comes out. So
2 days?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah.
Britt's really cool. I mean, I haven't spent as much time with her as either of you have, but we like, love she's Britt. Great, and we're really great speakers.
She's the best, so definitely check that out. And and also listen to my podcast. We just dropped a new episode as of 2 days ago, I guess, if this is when it's coming out.
Hell yeah.
But it's called Alex Tries Her Best. And you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, all that. So subscribe, leave a comment, be nice.
Be nice. Don't be mean. Be really nice.
Don't be mean.
Don't be hard to be nice.
Be best.
Great show.
Be best. Thank you.
What the hell did you say, Caroline?
I said it's not hard to be nice. It's a good show.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making fun of me for something. I was like, what the hell? Whoa. You want to be nice. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. I'm going to lift up 3 country broads.
Little words.
What? 3 little words.
I love
yes, you. Yes, we can.
Not all men.
Not all Kevins. Which I have to make clear after the Spacey debacle. Gaslighter. Gaslighter.
The what chicks!
Chicks!
An amazing thing. The chicks are back at it again. I'm so glad they didn't call themselves D-chicks or whatever the hell Lady A is doing. We're D-chicks. No, you're the chicks. You earned it. It's been 14
just
years.
The chicks.
It's all
Dick's
good.
Chicks.
Because, you know, Natalie Maines had a very public, messy divorce from her husband who cheated on her. Gal from Dallas. And the whole album's about it. And it's very specific in a way where it's like, am I allowed to listen to this?
Like, this, she's going to get sued.
And I've friends of mine who have gone through very similar things as her, it's an anthem. It's like, it's for people who have been wrong. And it's, you know, Jack Antonoff is on there. She's got a few crack Antonoffs in the vocals. Oh, yeah. It sounds amazing. Oh, it's
get
great.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
It's good. Top to bottom. Great album. So listen to that. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. I'm struggling. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun every Friday. The thrilling conclusion to last week's episode is coming at you this
Friday. Oh my gosh,
Friday.
Our inbox has been flooded. People are demanding an early release, but we will not do it. It's coming out on Friday. You
fair
have
and
to
square.
Wait.
That's right.
I truly, really had a lot of fun on that 2-parter. So if you're going to join Patreon in these trying times, save your money. But then if you do, you're going to have a real enjoyable couple.
Don't do it unless you can. Don't do it unless you can. If you can, yeah, why not? Sure. You're
love
not going to the
you.
Movies anymore.
We're like a third of a movie in Los Angeles, you know? Like
and the same budget.
That's right. And then you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And every review you leave, we donate $1 to Black Lives Matter charities this month. Alex, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks,
friend.
What a fun time.
You're a little angel to us, and we love you watching over us.
I love you guys are my angels. I love this. Any time. This seriously was such a bright spot in the week.
I know. And better than like Zoom happy hour, right?
I'm so over Zoom happy hours as I have a bottle of wine and I fill it up again. It's fine.
This is like a more structured Zoom happy
hour. Yeah, no, I'm down for a podcast Zoom happy hour anytime you guys want. I will gladly come on the show, and I can't wait to have you guys on Alex Tries Her Best.
We love
it. I'm looking forward to it.
And there's nothing left to say next except for an off pods people said,
Amen.
Let's go out on the titular. Frickin' angels watching over us. Angels watching over
me, every move I make. I think Michael W. Smith helped her on this song.
Juicy ass.
I hate us.
For me.
All right, we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.